You're listening to the Ben Fordham Podcast. And now, Ben Fordham Comments.
How embarrassing is this? Anthony Albanese and the eSafety Commissioner have been dealt a devastating blow in their fight against Twitter. They're on a mission to censor the platform, and they want to pull down the videos of the bishop being stabbed at Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Wakeley in southwest Sydney. The eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman-Grant, has called for Twitter to censor the content. The Australian government is even taking Twitter to court. So it's a dogfight between Anthony Albanese and the Twitter owner Elon Musk. But the man at the centre of the stabbing attack has backed Elon Musk. Oh no. Bishop Mar Murray Emanuel says the video of him being stabbed should remain on the platform. Whoops. You can bet that Albo and the eSafety Commissioner didn't bank on that. And Mar Murray Emanuel says he acknowledges that the video is graphic.
However, noting our God-given right to freedom of speech and freedom of religion, I'm not opposed to the videos remaining on social media. I would be of great concern if people use the attack on me to serve their own political interests to control free speech.
You see, Bishop Mar Murray Emanuel understands what would happen if the video was removed. The rumour mill would go into overdrive. Who stabbed him? Did it even happen? Was the whole thing made up? Having the video online, available to those who want to see it, helps the truth squash fake news.
The moment we oppress this very freedom of speech and religion, we are losing the very human identity.
There is Mar Murray Emanuel speaking this morning. The eSafety Commissioner isn't backing down, and Twitter's bringing in the big guns. Elon Musk has approached the top Sydney Silk Brett Walker SC to represent the platform, and they're getting ready for a courtroom battle. It's understood Mr. Walker is keen. He's just checking his schedule to make sure that he can do it. And guess what? Twitter has just become the top downloaded news app in Australia. And it's all thanks to Albo, because the PM said that Elon Musk was out of touch with the Australian people. But Aussies have downloaded the Twitter app in record numbers to make it the number one news app in Australia. What a mess. Albo is the one who's out of touch, and so is Australia's internet cop, Julie Inman-Grant. And the internet is now calling her E-Karen. This is the same Julie Inman-Grant who chases people down if they say anything that challenges her worldview. She's even sent legal letters to people because they've dared to say that only women should compete in women's sport. And on the stabbing attack video from the church in Wakeley, Bishop Mar Murray Emanuel wants it to stay online because it happened. So did 9/11, so did October 7, so did the Bali bombings, so did Port Arthur, so did the War on Terror. It's all part of our history, warts and all, and you can't just delete it from the internet. Our number, 131873. You can email ben at 2gb.com and the text line 0460 873 873.